Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Obie and Ashley in the morning on K92.3.
Oh, it's about that time, y'all.
Yeah.
Obie and Ashley in the morning, K92.3. Slater, good morning.
Good morning.
The whole team is here as we're getting ready for quite a Tuesday show. Hope you can spend the majority of your Tuesday listening to us, whether you're getting stuff ready for work or getting lunches for kids before you take them off to camp.
Oh, yeah. What's happening at like 7:25, 7:35, you may want to eat before. What's happening?
No, I would say after, so that way you dry heave. It's better. It's better heaving with nothing.
Can we realistically say that I think in all of Cox Media Group's career as a radio company, I don't think here in Central Florida there's ever been a radio station to do what we're going to do with Slater
in studio.
At that time, in studio.
The engineers
live,
are going to be
Facebook
mad.
Live
yeah,
too.
On Facebook Live. So, okay, so just set yourself a time, 7:25, that's going to happen. The good thing about that is you'll remember. Because before that is 7:10 and our tickets to Universal.
Yeah, you're going
to
check out the new Fast and Furious Supercharged.
K92.3. From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
Well, if you were at Disney World yesterday, Magic Kingdom last night, watching the fireworks, you may have seen Thomas Rhett and his wife Lauren and their two little girls.
Wow.
Their trip to Disney, so cute. The little girls in matching Mickey outfits on, and you got Willa Gray and his other daughter, the biological one.
Right. Yeah, you know what's interesting about that whole deal is can they go by themselves like a regular family, or do they go with a troop of individuals that kind of help?
Yeah, I mean, so Lauren's brother was with them, who helps a lot. Lauren's sister helps a lot. Lauren's sister doesn't have any kids, so she was there with them, and she watches the kids a lot during the day in Nashville while the two of those are working back and forth. So they made it a family trip for sure.
Yeah, that's good. Just because, I mean, somebody like a Thomas Rhett, I mean, he walks around. It doesn't matter whether he's wearing a hat or sunglasses. He's noticeable.
Totally.
Yeah, but he usually wears, like, really flashy clothes only Thomas Rhett can pull off. Right? If he's wearing a Mickey shirt.
I mean, imagine all you need is 1% to see, there's Thomas Rhett!
For real.
Oh, man.
So, hey, if you're heading out there today, you never know. They may be around in Animal Kingdom or one of the other parks.
Yeah, sorry, Thomas, if we just ruined you.
I know. Hollywood Studios.
Right? In other news, so remember a few weeks ago, Florida Georgia Line, I'd got news that Brian kind of spilled the beans on the FGL House Florida edition, the one that's going to be the big boathouse on the water up near the Panhandle, which is where he and his wife Brittany live. Well, now it's sounding a little bit like, you know, he did admit he may have had a few drinks and let that out. Now it's really sounding like this might be up in the air.
It'd be, you know, everything that we've done up here, but the Florida version, you know, and really just putting our touch on every corner, every wall, and every window, and just making it ours. And we got big plans. We're trying to lock them down, but we'll see.
Okay, well, not completely out because they have a new place in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
They probably, for this place, you know, a lot of us, I would think with my imagination that they've got this kind of money to just pay for cash.
Right.
And they probably don't. They probably have investors and everybody's like, well, let's see how the place in Nashville does first.
It's a drunk idea. How many drunk ideas have you had where you're like, what was I thinking?
I'm going to open up a car wash.
We'll see. And then how cool is this? Jake Owen keeps his promise to an Orlando fan on Twitter. This was public. He went out, the guy, his name is Nick Golden here in Orlando, tweeted at Jake and said, hey, it was a conversation from 2013 in his Twitter messages saying, hey, I hadn't been able to make it to a show yet, but I can make it to the one June 28th in Chattanooga. And Jake had offered him tickets back in 2013. He said, I can make that show. So Jake said, all right. Your name will be on the list.
Bam.
You're all set. So very cool. We're going to try and get a hold of Nick Golden too, by the way. See if Jake keeps his end of the
Jake's bargain. A good guy, though.
Bargain.
That's Southern hospitality.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Obie and Ashley, I love the second date update on K92.3.
Moment has come for us to do the national anthem, and man, I wish we had something cute to say about, you know, a great job out there. But this morning, it's going to go again to our police officers. It's going to go to our sheriffs, our our police out there. I mean, everybody out there who risks their life every day. You know, I don't even think about like the campus security at UCF. Those guys need love. The resource officers at schools need love.
Yeah.
We had that scenario yesterday where we reported at this time yesterday there was a standoff happening over there by the Hooters on Kirkman.
Right.
That, unfortunately, has turned into probably the worst result that could have ever happened when it comes to a standoff.
Yeah, we hate being the ones to report this. You may not have even realized yet that guy that was, first it was a domestic dispute call, which turned into the standoff. There were four children inside, all four children. He took their lives and then taking his own, ages 1 to 11. And then we have the anniversary of the Pulse shooting, which you have all those officers who... Obviously, very different circumstances, but at the same time, all those officers who were trying to deal with somebody inside with other people alive inside. And when it comes to this type of ending, it's got to be so hard on them.
Yeah.
After all those hours that are put in.
Well, and you tried.
Right.
You tried your best. Again, I think the three of us in here, we try our best to make sure that person who's going into the academy right now, that person who throws on that badge every morning, that person who puts on that suit, forget about the suit. There's a lot of off-duty officers that become on duty when the time is right.
Absolutely.
To you guys this morning, the national anthem, don't ever for a second think that we don't appreciate.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the red so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say
in the morning.
Wakes me up. Gets me in a good mood. Every morning.
Oh, yeah.
K-82-3.
Mono, mono. City to city. The stakes are set. It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the circus that is the O-Town Showdown.
Hey.
Here are stars in the center of the ring, Heidi of Grant. Okay, love that. Okay, so you're going to be going up against Mike of Satellite Beach.
All right. Well, Mike, sorry for your luck, but these tickets are going home with me today.
Whoa.
Okay.
I was going to say, he hasn't even had a chance to say hello. All right, so listen, you two. Here's the way the game is played. We've got the beautiful Ashley right here.
Her skin's soft.
Now, she's got three questions for you. The questions, they're not too hard because it's not who's the smartest.
Nope.
It is who's the quickest using their sound, having the right answer, and that's how you win this year's showdown.
All right. Sounds
good.
Love it, you two. What about those buzzer sounds? We're going to ask for a buzzer sound from you to make when you think you've got the right answer. So why don't we start with Heidi, ladies first. Heidi representing Grant. What's your sound?
Booyah.
Booyah.
I wanted it to be fast and easy so I could... get this done.
Nice.
Love it.
She's getting to the point.
Okay, Mike of Satellite Beach, you heard what she's packing to this gun show. What you got?
Puppies.
Puppies?
Yeah, I got two wild and crazy puppies. They get me up each morning.
Oh, oh, love nice. It. What breed?
Boxer Pit Bull Mix.
Wow, oh, love it. All right, so let's get those sounds for everyone joining us right now. We've got Heidi representing Grant with this sound.
Booyah.
Mike representing all of Satellite Beach with this sound.
Puppies.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're ready for the O-Town Showdown.
Question number one. What is the term for a flock of grounded geese?
Whew. Whew, these are hard. I only know this one because I'm a hunter.
Puppies.
What you got, Mike?
A gaggle.
Yes!
Nice going, Mike. All right, so representing for Satellite Beach, everybody's clapping for you. Heidi of Grant, you need at least one to stay in the game.
Here we go.
All right.
Question two. Who was the first actor to have played the role of James Bond in the movie series?
Booyah.
What you got, Heidi?
John Connery.
Woo!
Got everybody in Grant biting their nails. All right, guys, so this is perfect. We've got one for Mike, one for Heidi, one question left between you two.
All right, here we go for the win. Which was the country that first made the use of paper money?
Oh, puppies.
What you got, Mike?
America.
Oh, all right, there's an opportunity for a steal, Heidi. All you need is a guess.
Britain?
Not right.
It was China.
Oh, the Chinese.
Guys, it's okay. We all lost. I didn't know that one.
Me either.
All right, new question number three and the final one between you two.
Here we go for the win. Channing Tatum got his start in what dance-inspired movie?
Booyah.
What you got, Heidi?
Step Up.
Woo!
Man, what a game, guys. So congratulations, Heidi. Today, you are the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
You are going to Universal to check out that brand new ride, Fast and Furious Supercharged.
Excellent.
Yeah, so there you have it. Great for the summer. Now, Mike of Satellite Beach, come on, brother. This is all of our favorite park.
Bring
come
the
here.
Puppies. Come bring here, the puppies. Buddy.
Oh.
There you go, guys.
Oh, my God,
dudes, thank you so much for another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
Bobby and Ashley in the morning
on K-82-3.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
All right, so we have more people in this studio than we normally do. First of all, Melissa, it's good to see you in here.
Bright and early.
Melissa, who normally conquers our evenings, she's in here right now with your guest. Can you introduce your guest? Can you get on Ashley's mic real quick?
Hello, yes. This is my friend Michelle.
Hi.
Michelle works with me at my other job, and Salon NXS, and she's amazing. She does pedicures, and she's just awesome.
Salon NXS.
In Winter Springs.
Has decided that it would be okay to take on a challenge that we have here. Slater, unfortunately, our very good friend Slater here, producer of the morning show, had a fault with his leg. It's been broken. It's been sitting
it's
in
been
this.
It's been 10 weeks that it's been in this boot, and
yes.
I just got the okay from the doctors that the boot can come off.
The boot can come off, and he's never had a pedicure in his life. Michelle, I'm going to apologize right now on behalf of the show that I don't know what's under that boot. So whatever you deal with this morning, okay. I mean, I am
I
more power
honest.
To you.
I'm up for it.
It has smelled like moldy hot dogs.
Oh!
God.
Come
and
on.
It's like the hot dogs with the cheese inside.
Stop right? it.
So.
But Saloon NXS and Winter's
Salon.
Oh, my God. We just got done with the O-Town Showdown. I'm sorry.
But you know what? Too, we're live on the Facebook page. Slater's not taking this lightly. Like, he's got a robe on, a face mask.
I'm all set. I've also got my hairnet. Is that what this is called?
Yeah.
Yes.
And my slippers.
Which, by the way, people do not wear hairnets during pedicures. But we're gonna let
that.
You go with it.
What about these pink sunglasses? Not pink sunglasses either.
That's all right.
All right.
Okay, so what's going to happen here in the next few minutes is at 7:35, let's go live and show everybody what's going on. Again, I'm really sorry that you're going to have to be the one touching those feet. Because,
Michelle's a trooper.
That's
yeah,
right.
I
it's
mean,
very soft. Be gentle.
What's have you done bad feet before? Michelle, have you done bad feet before?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so you think this is going to be...
We'll see. Hey. I'm up for it. Bring it on.
All I know is she brought a drill and a chisel.
Ooh.
What's going to happen here?
Bobby and Ashley in the morning.
On K-82-3.
So, can you hear this? Hold on.
It's so serene in here right
it
now.
It is.
I almost fell asleep.
Do you hear that? That's because this K92.3 studio has now become Obie and Ashley's oasis.
Oh.
Slater's in here. We are Facebook Living. By the way, we have been for 5 minutes. We're giving his leg some good treatment. For those of you who are just joining us, Slater broke his leg about 10 weeks ago. It's been sitting in one of those boots, okay? So, for instance, if you broke your neck and you had to be in a neck cast,
yeah.
Imagine the boot cast.
And I just got the okay, and now I can have it removed. The boot can come off.
And if you remember just a couple weeks ago, this boot reeked, the foot reeked, and now poor Michelle from Salon Access in Winter Springs has given her time, and she's going to do the first ever pedicure on Slater's foot.
Okay, you know, I know we said let's start on the good foot, but let's just go ahead and just rip the cast off.
By the way, we are still on K92.3's Facebook page live, so you can see this all happening.
Ooh, is that blue cheese I smell?
Oh my god,
that's blue cheese I smell.
Come on,
it's later.
I'm sorry.
Stop it. And his good foot, by the way, doesn't look much better than the bad foot.
Well, it's because I landed on that too, so I got a black and blue nail that's about to fall off.
I can imagine that boot right now. You know what it reminds me of? Is like the
Are
skin.
Are you guys ready to look at this?
The skin tone of Frankenstein.
Oh. Huh? There's a lot of stuff coming up.
Oh.
It's pretty. Look how thick the ankle is.
Yeah, it's really swollen.
Oh my god.
You have an ankle.
It is a cankle, everybody. That is a cankle.
You could break bricks with
so
that.
So do
thing,
I drop
sir?
It in the water? Or
yes.
What do I do?
Listen to Michelle.
Yes. Please put both feet.
Please, okay. She says. She just turned on
your
the
girls
bubbler.
Want
No. You keep that.
Down.
Yeah, you put that boot somewhere else.
Really?
Like quickly.
All right. So, again, if you're listening right now, you also have an opportunity to join us on Facebook. We are on K92.3's Facebook as we're doing
the
a live
feel
right
good.
Now.
See?
And again, if anybody can call 844-254-9232, when it comes to face peels, what's an appropriate amount of time? Are there such thing as like 5 minute face peels? Because
yeah,
so far he's had it on for like 40 minutes
now.
Is it too much?
It looks like calamine lotion hardened on his face.
It does feel a bit like concrete.
It looks like if I bought Philadelphia strawberry cream cheese and wiped it all over your face.
Definitely not the whipped kind.
Oh my gosh.
Namaste, guys. Namaste.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Lauren. I love listening to K92.3 every morning. That second date update, always on point.
On K92.3. Two people, one date, zero texts returned. Obie and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
Jack, where are you at in Central Florida?
Yeah, I'm in Tavares.
Do us a favor, man. Let's get right into your dating story. What happened?
I don't know. I mean, I thought things went well. I met this girl on Bumble. That's the app where she has to message me first.
Right.
Yeah.
So right away, I was like, oh, cool. Like, this is mutual interest, you know? So anyway, I took her out onto, like, a field near the airport.
What?
And
that sounds creepy.
Yeah, this is sounding bad, man.
It's not, no. Well, it's romantic. You know, we sat there. I got chairs. I got a blanket. I did, like, a whole grape cheese spread. Anyway, it was really nice.
Okay.
We looked up at the stars. We watched the planes come in. I mean, this was legit. This was, like, a legit date.
Wow.
Where were you guys?
We were on, like, a field by the airport.
Wow. Okay.
Interesting.
I mean, that's cool, right?
Yeah. So, okay. So where are we now?
Well, I haven't heard anything from her.
Wow.
Nothing.
Did that creep her out? Did she know she was going out to a field with you?
I mean, yeah, I told her ahead of time. I didn't, it was not a creepy vibe. This was a,
okay.
This was a star vibe.
The stars were aligned.
All right. Well, let's give her a call.
Hello?
Yes, looking for Erica, please.
This is she.
Erica, good morning. This is Obie, and that is Ashley.
Good morning.
So there's two of us on the line here. We are a morning duo. We're on the air for K92.3, the big station in town.
What?
Yes, and we do the morning show. We're not calling to, like, see what your favorite song is. We're actually calling to see if you remember going on a date with Jack. And if there's a reason you're not getting back to him, he reached out to us directly to try and get a hold of you.
Oh, my God. Wait, I'm sorry. Who is it?
Erica, to break it down for you, Jack listens to us in the morning. So he kind of knows that we do this and we try and help people out that aren't hearing back from someone after a date. And can I just ask you one question?
Sure.
Okay. Jack took you on a date to a field by the airport. Is that why you're not getting back to him? Did that creep you out?
It sounded romantic.
Oh, my God. Okay. No. No, it was romantic. I was really impressed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then what happened?
It was after. You know, it was a dark road from the field. And so he didn't see the car that was right in front. And he slammed right into it. This VW.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the bumper even fell off.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's dark. It's not well lit. And he asked me, are you okay? And I said, yeah, are you? And he said, yeah, no, I'm fine. And then he kept driving. And I'm like, shouldn't we get out of the car? Shouldn't we have gotten out and left a note for that person?
Okay, yeah. Good. Okay, hold on. So there was nobody else in the other car?
No, because it was on the side of the road.
Oh, okay.
So it was a
good.
Parked car that he hit. I see why you're not getting back to him.
And that actually happened to me years ago. Someone banged into my car and never left a note.
Okay, you know what? I want to be fair, and let's bring Jack into this conversation. He just heard everything you said.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the car was a piece of garbage.
It's still somebody else's property.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I know, but look, there were scrapes in the front. The front bumper was pretty much off already. If I left a note, they were going to blame me for everything. I was going to have to pay, like, a ton of money. I have a high deductible.
Yeah, but that's considered pretty much a hit and run.
Exactly.
No, I'm just saying that car looks like it's been hit and run about 45 times. Okay. I didn't want to be on the hook for everything. What's the first thing that I did when it happened? I asked if you're okay. I am not a bad guy. I made a practical decision in the moment, and I made sure you were okay.
Wow.
I just didn't want to be on the hook for all the damage to this old beat up VW bug that looks like the cars look like at the end of a race in the Fast and Furious movie. And this car was a mess.
How could you go from being the most romantic guy who names all the constellations for me and then being this guy?
Listen, you gotta know when to pick your battles.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So normally at this point we would offer a second date. We feel like that's probably not gonna happen in this scenario.
I mean, I'm open to it.
Oh, my God. We're done.
All right.
You guys didn't really help at all. Now, somebody's probably going to hunt me down and make me pay damages for their beat-up VW bug.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Kristen. I love waking up to Obie and Ashley every morning and listening to that great second date update.
On K-82-3.
We're going to have a great chime time here because gentleman who was on the second date update who ran into that VW bug... took the bumper off.
Seriously.
I mean, I get it though. Like, if you were to run into a jalopy,
you wouldn't leave a note or anything.
I mean, it just wouldn't be the same thing. Yes, I would probably leave a business card or a note.
Yeah, I was gonna say something, because even if you don't, karma will come back to get you, and there's probably gonna be cameras that recorded you. It's gonna track down your license plate.
Yeah, there's gonna cameras everywhere.
Man, you thought about this. 844-254-9232. You get into a little hit and run with a parked car. What do you do?
I would go into the place wherever I was and have them do an announcement to find whoever's car it was.
Oh, okay. Wow. Hey, that's very nice of you.
Yeah, so then we can work it out right then.
What if it's a place that doesn't have one of those?
I guess I would wait around for a little while, and if they didn't show up, I would leave a note.
What about you?
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
Chime time. Turning the station over to you. You hit a parked car. What do you do?
You leave a note, depending on where you are, and you might want to call the police and just say, hey, I did this. Sometimes they can file a report. If it's on public property, you can call the police and have a police report. But if it's on private property, yeah, you leave a note.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
Ooh-wee, don't forget about our K92.3 sold-out summer. The next opportunity, you're going to get your hands on some tickets. And who knows, it could be Kid Rock, Zach Brown Band,
yes.
Miranda Lambert, Brett Eldridge, there's so many. We have so many, and your next opportunity is going to be at 10 o'clock. Now, in the meantime, chime time.
Yeah, so you hit a car. What do you do? Do you leave a note? Do you just drive off? That's what happened. But, like, the guy on second date was saying because it was a crappy car, he wasn't going to leave a note. I don't know. Wouldn't you leave a note, though?
Oh, God, man, you're asking me to be honest. But if it's a crappy car, what do you do?
I don't...
Yeah.
Okay.
I never John. Answered. 844-254-9232. What do you do?
I mean, look, if I'm being honest, like, it's a piece of crap car.
Yeah.
Just leave, like, $100 in the windshield.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. That'll
like,
cover
how crappy are we talking here?
This is assuming a very crappy car.
Yes. Okay. All right.
I don't know. K923,
who's this?
Sam. Good morning, guys.
Hey,
good
Sam.
Morning, Sam. So what kind of person are you? What do you do?
wow, that was forward. I do agree with Ashley that it is karma, and I do think you should leave a note, at least just saying, hey, sorry about your car. I didn't mean to F it up more.
K923.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, hey, one of our regulars. Jerry, pull up a bar stool.
You definitely leave a note, phone number, something. Every little ding I have in my truck is from some idiot at Home Depot or whatever that hit it, dinged it, whatever, and no word on any of them.
Oh, man.
And I will say this. If you can't find a piece of paper or a pen, key the note into their car.
Yes. Do not do that. Not good advice.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
I love the topics that they talk about and the music that they play.
K92.3.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.